today on the Word of Truth Revealed.
So the welcome helps you to get the what? Worship. And then the worship prepares you for what? The Word. If you don't worship right when I'm preaching, all you hear is flaws. You won't hear the essence of the message. My job is to make sure that seed is sown deep into the soils of your heart. And that means you got to have the right heart, right? So worship prepares you for the Word, the seed of the Word. And then you need to cover that Word with the topsoil that's on the top of your heart so it will go deeper into your soil.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Creating an Atmosphere for Miracles. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Mark chapter 16, verses 17 through 18.
Mark 16, verses 17 and 18. The word of the Lord reads like this, "And these signs shall follow them which believe. In my name they shall cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall what? Recover, and they shall recover." I read to you Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. I'm going to minister today from this subject, creating an atmosphere for miracles. We're teaching in Mark, but I feel led to record this, creating an atmosphere for miracles. The new year's theme will be the year of activation. And so new systems, taking action is so important for the new year. And we need the right atmosphere if we're going to take action. Father, I give you praise for this time. I thank you for clarity of mind and thought, and I thank you for oneness in the spirit. And Father, I pray that as I teach, the atmosphere would be conducive to the download that's coming from the throne. I give you praise for the welcome and the worship and the word, but also for the witness and the will and the word aligning itself, that there would be a ping in our spirit, a witness in our spirit that you're in alignment with you. Then thank you for the work that follows, the progressive work, the advancement of the kingdom, where territories and peoples and laws and rules are all coming together to create an atmosphere for health and wholeness in a community, in a neighborhood, in the church, the church's community, but also in the core of the church. And Father, I thank you. What a wonder you are. We bless you and praise you. Thank you also for the alignment that I feel in my spirit even now. Holy Spirit, have your way in this place, in me and in your people. I surrender to you and thank you so much for this moment. We give you praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Can we salute the Lord in oneness and give him glory and honor and praise? What a wonder you are. These signs shall follow them. What kind of signs? Atmospheres. The shift in an atmosphere is a sign that the Holy Ghost is with us. An atmosphere, when the atmosphere is right, as the Holy Ghost is there, God, the atmosphere is charged with faith, miracles, signs, and wonders can follow. And this is why worship is so important. And this is why worship, those that are minstrels and those that are leading worship have to have a mindset that's on the Lord. Preachers have to have a mindset. If you're ministering the word, whether you're holding the mic or not, you cannot be scattered and departmentalized and have us against thems in your mind. You have to come into oneness. And when you enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise, you have to understand that God is trying to get us into oneness because he's trying to create an atmosphere for miracles. Yes. I share something in my prayer that there's like four or five W's that you need to think about when you enter into the house of the Lord. Number one is the welcome, and that's the people who are standing at the gate. not gate blockers or door blockers, not people who are trying to be too familiar with people, but you have to understand your purpose there. It's not just to see your favorite person and smile. It is to create an atmosphere, ultimately, the big picture. It's to create an atmosphere. You're the screen. If you're dirty, guess what's coming through you? You got a mindset ain't even on God. what's coming through you? You're supposed to be as pure as you can, shaking hands organically, greeting everybody. Because what it does is when they see your smile, not just your semblance or your shape or your eye contact, but they're seeing something about you that's pure and honest and of a good report. Something that's godly, that's beyond the external. Something that God did in you, a new creation that's shining. The new creation that's being revealed through the light that's coming through you. No obscurity at all. Yes, we have issues, but when you're standing as the one who welcomes, you have to understand that you're a screen. And everything in here comes through you first. If you're off, I got to work harder. That's why in a lot of churches, the throwback people are at the door. White gloves, partying all night, and then come to the church because I got to do my duty and don't understand that you're a screen. You're a part of the schematic that God is setting to create an atmosphere. And David set up Zionist priest. And in his mind, he said, I want 24-hour worship. He saw the Ark of the Covenant not just sitting in some room somewhere, but God wanted his presence to be in people. This is why he erected what he called the Tabernacle of David, which was just a small tent to cover the Ark of the Covenant. And he laid there. He would sleep there. He would spend his time there. The king, when all of his royal, dress up just to stand before it. It doesn't look right. It doesn't even look like royalty. Why would a king dress up in all of his stuff and stand there with all of his garb and his crown before this ark with a little tent over it? Because it represented the presence of the Lord. And he said, if I'm right with God, his presence will manifest in the midst of us and an atmosphere will shift. And if that atmosphere shifts, everything in the atmosphere will change. So he is the one that welcomes the atmosphere into the nation. And you, as kings and priests of the Most High God, start at the door. It's important for you to understand that you can't be full of Kvassier and partying all Saturday night and then come in here and stand at the door and shake hands and think things are right. We got to make sure our mind is right at the door, that as people come in, they see something godly. It will shift them as they enter into the gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. That is supposed to prepare you for worship. But if you're gigging and you got your mind over here and there and you're not really bouncing with what God is doing, you're not going to have the right mindset when we come in here. We need to be sensitive to notes and the sounds, because one note can throw off atmospheres. A person that don't want to hit the tune can throw off an atmosphere. That's why minstrels practice more than everybody else. Why? Because we want to be exact as we move. We're not just getting through. We're not just getting through. We're not just getting through. We're setting the atmosphere for the house of the Lord. We're like King David, dressed up just to be in his presence. Not for people. Ain't no people around. We don't worship for people. This ain't a concert. You ain't Kurt Franklin. You ain't Kurt Franklin. You ain't doing all of that. You ain't James Browning. Not here. What we're trying to do is create an atmosphere. Now, you may go to your concert and do that, but pay your $150 to see Kurt. This is free. We're here to see Jesus. Amen. And we got to keep it right. Can the church say amen? Amen? It prepares you for worship, to lift up holy hands. And when you worship, close your eyes so you don't see nobody else. Why do we ask worship team leaders not to wear big earrings? Why would you think we would do that? They're free to do whatever because we don't want you focused on an earring and you miss God. Amen. So if you ever want to be a part of worship, you're going to have to go through some type of scrutiny here and you're going to get some information about what are do's and don'ts up here. Because when you stand up here, it can't just be about shape and earrings and heels. Same with men. You can't just dress in tight clothing and sit around and think people won't see your anatomies. Nobody's drawing anything. You're not trying to draw attention. You ain't trying to catch eye contact with the ladies while you playing. I seen it all in church. I was in a funeral and the musician here, simple thing. He was playing and lady was walking down the aisle. I didn't see her, but I heard him miss a note. When I looked at him, he was looking at the lady, wasn't looking at the keys. I said, what? You playing for them? Excuse me, you playing for them, man? Almost said the N-word. Y'all gonna make me lose my mind, man. Almost said it, man. But that's what came to my mind when he was doing it. She was walking down the aisle strutting and you playing, looking at her. You missed the note. Listen, man. It's at a funeral, man. I don't need that at a funeral. You prepare, helping me to prepare to preach the word. The day that Aaron died, he quit. Same morning. Dating five in the church at once. Because y'all just see a nice man. That's what I'm talking about, throwing off atmospheres. Glory to God. And so the welcome helps you to get the what? Worship. And then the worship prepares you for what? The word. If you don't worship right when I'm preaching, all you hear is flaws. You won't hear the essence of the message. My job is to make sure that seed is sown deep into the soils of your heart. And that means you got to have the right heart, right? So worship prepares you for the word, the seed of the word. And then you need to cover that word with the topsoil that's on the top of your heart so it will go deeper into your soil. The word prepares us for the witness, and with the witness you need three things in alignment: the will of God, the word of God, and you'll get a ping in your spirit called witness. The will of God may be here, the word of God may be here, but you're standing over here. When you get in alignment with the will and the word, a ping, a witness will take place in your spirit. You'll feel it. Man, thank you, Lord. Then he can download into you what you need to do next, which is the work. The work is important, and you will get like 60%, 50%, 40% done if you're not in alignment, if the witness is off. I'm writing a book right now, part two, the second book in a trilogy, The Comforter, The Carpenter, and The Christ. In The Carpenter, I'm going to give you a little piece of this. In The Carpenter, the same one who lays out the schematics and the specs for the tabernacle of Moses is the carpenter. It's not a different God. It's not a different Jesus. The same one who is so stern with Moses. Don't you add a centimeter. You better be exact when you create my mercy seat. You better make sure that the cherubims are facing each other. When you deal with my altar of incense, make sure every corner is right. I don't want a hammer hitting it. I want it done this way, no variation. He is so stern with it that if you make a mistake, he's like, I will kill you. That's how stern he is with it. When you deal with my golden lampstands, there must be seven. And they need to be connected with each other because I'm putting it there for light. And when you deal with my table of showbread, make sure you deal with it right. When they enter into the tabernacle, they need to see it off in this particular corner, and the lampstand gives light to it. And when you deal with my brazen altar, make sure there are horns on it. Make sure that when blood is spilled, that it looks this way and that way. The golden laver has to be created this way or that way. No variation. No variation. No mixture. You can't add what you want to add into it. Then he downloads himself into the womb of Mary. And his father teaches him how to be a carpenter, but it's the same one. We miss it. One of the reasons why he goes, I believe, to Bethany and rest is because he can see his furniture in their house. And if you ever get God's specs in your house, in your heart, you won't have to worry about him leaving you. When he enters into your heart and he can see his table, his bed that he created, when he can see his lampstand right up in here, he'll rest there. And the reason why we have problems in our lives is because he's looking for something that resembles him. This is why welcome, worship, word, and a witness is important, because when all of that is together, he will then empower you for the work. And you won't feel like, I'm getting tired of coming to church. Again, it's a Sunday morning again. No, I can't wait to get into the house. Glory to God. I can't wait to get into the house of the Lord. So let's get into the word. We're creating an atmosphere that will activate, write it down, miracle, signs, wonders, according to Mark chapter 16. Salvations will occur as well when the atmosphere is right. Watch this, super giving will take place. In other words, God will tell people not to just go to their favorite movie, but he will tell them to give to your church. Amen. Well, let me prophesy. God's going to tell many of you all to start sowing. Yeah. Amen. He's going to tell many of you that are watching around the world to sow, but you got to have the right atmosphere. See, on our church, we don't bring in prophets just to raise money. And so maybe somebody will come in and raise money, but that's not the purpose of the prophetic. But some of us need that to give. And then the next week, the offering goes way down because you gave 2 weeks' offering in one service. I had a man come in here, man, and I said, man, don't do no $100 lines and all of that. And he did it anyway. And he raised a lot of money, you know, people just falling out. And he just preached the Bishop T.D. Jakes message. I was listening to it. I said, that's Jakes. Man, people never heard Jakes, so they don't know. So anyway, they gave. The next week, the offering was down big time. And so he called me up. How was the offering? I said, it's down. That's how it is. Don't ask me about things like that. You should be thinking about, are you pleasing God? Not your success is not tied to how much you raise, son. I told you, man. That's how people move, though. And when you ever become a pastor like me, you'll see it. People have moods. If their favorite person is in office, oh my God, and they give. When they miss it, if there's a hurricane, we give to Lowe's. Church suffers. Summertime, we go to vacations. Church suffers. That's how it is. And I can see trends in the report. Wow, that's tied to cruises and stuff like that. People move. And I can see it as a pastor. That's why I don't get all caught up with shouts. Sometimes the greatest offering is with the smallest group of people. I lost 10 good leaders since the pandemic. They moved on. And the giving here went up. So how do you lose members and the giving goes up? That means somebody was in a position and they didn't give. In the right atmosphere, I don't have to say anything about that. Holy Ghost will get on you. Man, I'm a leader and I don't give a thing. I'm in a church and I don't sow. I'm traveling, going around the world, but don't remember the house of the Lord. We got the wrong atmosphere, the wrong perspective. Some people don't need that. The first thing they think about, oh, what, I got to do something for God. Especially if there's an increase. Oh, God, Lord, my God, I need to break something off for you. When you have that kind of mind, God can work with you. It doesn't mean you're perfect. It just means he can work with you. That's how David was. I got to get something for God. I got to get something for God. He goes to a threshing floor. I got to get something for God. I got to make a sacrifice. Man say, take it for free. David said, I can't do that. I can't give God something that didn't cost me something. We don't even read the word, man. Just throw God pennies. David said, it's got to cost me. I got to feel something when I give it. And when I draw something out of my pocket, and if I can feel it when I give it, God will be pleased. We give to everything else, and we wonder why our heart drifts from God. When you tie your resources to God, it becomes an alignment in the spirit. The will of God, the word of God, and the witness will take place, and then God can speak to you about things. Notice when Adam fell, God never grabbed him and shook him. He called for him. Adam! 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 Which means you can be so far away from God, he can call you and you'll never hear the audible. What keeps you open is your giving heart. I may have failed, God, but I can still hear you. I may have done wrong, but I can hear you. I hear you calling me. And if I hear you calling me, I'm coming home. It's when you say, I don't care about what God says. I'm going to do me. Then the voice doesn't have the same pitch that it used to have. And eventually he can be calling. And you won't hear a word until you walk in front of a train. That's the only time people hear God is when there's tragedy. But I believe God is waking up our people so the atmosphere can be right. When he whispers, we can hear him. Elijah was in himself, man. God used him greatly. He runs away and he founds himself in a cave, and here comes wind blowing. God wasn't in the wind. Here comes an earthquake. God wasn't in the earthquake. Here comes fire. God is not in the fire. He was in the still, small voice. Elijah. And I believe God is not trying to shake us. He didn't shake Adam. He called for him. So you got to be in tune with the word. It creates an atmosphere. Protection comes when there's an atmosphere. Advancement comes when there's an atmosphere. Growth comes when there's an atmosphere. Development comes when there's an atmosphere. Babies grow when they have a right atmosphere or culture or environment. Even in the womb, there has to be the right atmosphere for growth. If you're carrying a child, try not to argue. It creates a messed up atmosphere. You wonder why the baby come out. What was going on while the baby was in the womb? You don't smoke when you have a child in the womb. You don't cuss when you have children in the womb. You don't party when you have children in the womb, because you're exposing them to a certain atmosphere. Now, if no one would teach you that, you would just say, I'm just doing what I do. I got to have a good time. But that's the problem with the generation. A lot of the kids, while they were in the womb, mothers and fathers didn't know what I'm teaching right now, and they were just hanging out. And then they walk, they are birthed, right? But they're grabbing heels. They just like, oh my God. Just like Jacob. And he was just like his mama. She told him what to do to get the birthright. Told him what to do. He did it. And then she sent him to her brother, and he was worse than her. And God had to use all of that to get Jacob free from family trees and family curses. And when he crossed the foot of Jabbok, and there he was left alone, God broke some stuff off that he had in his life. It was in his uncle's life. It was in his mother's life. And you'll see it. Laban was a trickster. He changed his wages many times. He tricked him into marrying two sisters. He took his resources. He used them for his own gain. And when Jacob had to be freed, God spoke to Laban and said, "Watch how you speak to him, or I'll kill you." When God has his hands on you, he'll make it right. Get in the right atmosphere.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For a replay of today's message, Creating an Atmosphere for Miracles, visit the media section on the Truth Revealed app or our website at www.truthrevealed.org.
Attention high school seniors. Apply now for the Tuskegee Airmen Scholarship and take your first step towards higher education. Tuskegee Airmen Incorporated inspires a passion for aviation through STEM and STEAM programs. Don't miss out. Applications are due by Monday, January 27th, and are available at the Communication and Promotion Counter. For questions, contact Elder Toby Hobart at 321-305-9831. Seize this opportunity for your future. Youth Church is in full swing. Connect your middle and high schoolers with their peers in a fun and high-energy environment where they can be mentored and grow together every Sunday at 8 and 11 a.m. Join the movement. Come thrive with us. And men, it is time to register for Legatus, the 2025 Men's Advance Reloaded, scheduled for Friday and Saturday, January 10th and 11th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app or website to register for this action-packed event. Take advantage of the combo package and remember to order your conference t-shirt and polo.
Baby dedication is scheduled for Sunday, December 29th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due by Sunday, December 15th.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.